This is an Equity Mates Media podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One of the big questions is,
what is money?
For practical purposes, it exists in a series of heterogeneous databases, very different databases.
Do you believe in crypto?
Digital currency may be an answer,
but it is the highly speculative asset.
I do own Bitcoin.
There is no second best.
Welcome to the Crypto Curious Podcast, your weekly crash course. Every Wednesday, join us in the dynamic world of cryptocurrency as we cover everything from major news stories to short, sharp news bites. Whether you're starting out in crypto or a veteran, we've got you covered. Tune in, laugh and learn. It's crypto made easy. Today on the show, we take a look at the markets as we head into the Bitcoin halving. Only 3 days to go, folks. The SEC has signaled this week that they are now gunning for the popular decentralized exchange Uniswap. So let's talk about that. And things have been fixed on the Solana network, or have they? There's been a lot of congestion over the last week and a bit and some unhappy traders. My name's Tracy and I'm joined by Craig Jackson, who has been away after 2 or 3 weeks, has it been? How long have you been gone? Blake is away, folks. It's just me and Craig. But, yay, hello, mate. We've missed you. Welcome back to the mic.
I've been dropped. didn't want to be on the podcast while the market was red, but had to return.
Happy halving week.
Yeah, happy halving week. What you say, 3 days to go?
I think 3.5, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Just feels like yesterday. We had the last one.
And look, what is going on in the market? Let's have a chat because it's been red. It's not been great.
It's not been great, Trace, especially on the weekend. A lot of political tension happening at the moment. Iran launching missiles at Israel. That happened on Saturday. That came out. The market had a bit of actually a huge washout. Bitcoin dropped 71K to 61K. ETH went down to 2.9K and many alts crashed 30% or more. And it sort of all recovered on the Monday and like bounced up again, but it just shows that, you know, the market is a little bit spooked at the moment. And in saying that, Trace, we've had 7 months in a row of green. So
it wasn't even just this weekend that we've had this flush out. It's been kind of bouncing around that kind of 70, 62 mark for a few weeks now, hasn't it? But it certainly wasn't good times over the weekend. But there's been probably a few other things that have caused this sell-off. What else has been going on?
Well, we've had, you know, the Uniswap legal issues, which we'll get into as well. Mm-hmm. We also had a bit of a leverage washout. Yeah. So $2 billion in long positions got liquidated over the weekend, which
that'll
is
do it.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, generally, I think we've spoken about this in the past, that the times at the moment around the halving do tend to correlate in short-term sell-offs. I think that, as I mentioned, the 7 months in a row of the green, international conflict, like it is a recipe for a bit of short-term pain. But yeah, I think we're still obviously early in the cycle. The halving's 3 days away. So I think, you know, everyone can just chill out, mm-hmm. read some books in the meantime.
When in doubt, kind of pull out. Oh, shit, maybe not say that.
Everyone can just pull out.
Zoom out. Sorry.
Zoom out and pull out.
When in doubt, zoom out.
When in doubt, pull out.
That is the phrase, folks. When in doubt,
zoom out. Exactly right.
That is correct. But like you said, we're moving into the halving. And as history shows us, we do have a short-term sell-off. And it is only 3.5 days away. Aussie time, we're looking at Saturday night. For us, pretty early in the morning. What are your thoughts on what will happen after the halving, which could be like last term, a bit of a nothing burger? Do you think we'll see a sharp pump Or what are you thinking?
I haven't even thought about it, which probably means nothing really will change for me, like immediately, similar to the ETH merge, like not much really happened after that. So I think this is the same. It doesn't really correlate into anything sharp. I think maybe we might see Bitcoin take some of the limelight for a little bit. There's a lot happening in terms of the new, you know, meme coin chain, which I don't know if we're going to get into that this episode. There's Bitcoin DeFi popping off. So maybe Bitcoin takes the spotlight for the next few months. And then obviously the ETH ETF decisions in May, late May. So that's obviously one to watch as well. But broader speaking in the market, like, I don't know.
We spoke about this thing, Blake, and I mentioned it maybe not last week before, but May tends to be the go away May month where history has shown that we don't have a particularly good month. Whether that's on the cards again remains to be seen. Let's move on to what you've just alluded to there, Craig, for our Uniswap story. This one has been a big one over the last few days, and they are somewhat, I guess, the darlings or the OGs of the DEX space, and they've been doing their thing for some time now. And the SEC, to me, it was a sudden call, whether that people knew this was coming or not, but the SEC have given them a Wells notice, and they are a little bit concerned with what they're doing at the moment. Maybe let's talk about what this Wells notice actually means, Craig.
Yeah, the Wells notice is a letter sent by the SEC, which is a securities regulator, notifying them of ill conduct. So I'm not quite sure what that means in Uniswap's perspective, but the founder of Uniswap,
he was not too happy, was he?
He was not too happy. He said he's going to fight it in court. His name's Hayden. He said he's annoyed, disappointed, but he's ready to fight. He's confident that the products that they offer are legal, and then the work that they're doing is on the right side of history. So this is giving Coinbase Brian Armstrong feeling to it, where you know, they're quite confident in what they're doing is legit. It's not an issue, and they're going to sort of go through the process. But regardless of that, Uniswap did see, you know, a bit of a pullback.
Big pullback, yeah.
It's been on a good run recently with their V4 news coming out, RevShare, Denken upgrade. You know, Uniswap, in my opinion, is really priming itself to be, you know, the leader of decentralized finance.
It's one of my faves. But do you think maybe this whole rev swap fees thing that they've been talking about, you know, a lot for the last 6 months was what's got them in hot water now?
Well, that's not actually happened yet. It's just been signed off.
No, well, that's the whole point. They're talking about it potentially.
Yeah, I honestly don't know.
Because as it stands at the moment, I can't see where they're doing anything wrong.
Yeah, I think the broader issue is that product like Uniswap, it's a leader in, you know, decentralized finance. And what it actually is it's a place where you can swap any token with any token. And you don't need to KYC. You just jump on, you connect your Ethereum wallet, and you're swapping. I guess the SEC is sort of saying, you know, we want to watch over you and see if what you're doing is correct, if what you're doing is legal. Whereas Uniswap is saying, well, we're just giving people the ability to interact with each other. Because as we know, these tokens have liquidity providers that, you know, the investor and the user has to put up. So Uniswap's just really a middleman between.
Yeah, they're not telling them who to pick and what to do. They're just giving them the opportunity to do that. Yeah,
exactly right. And I guess like this sort of brings the broader conversation of these DeFi projects like Uniswap, like GMX, that have use case, that are being used, they just aren't really performing in this market yet. That could be potentially a reason why, is because this legal clarity hasn't really been set yet. So I think the market's going to be watching how Uniswap tackles this issue and what the result is. Because if Uniswap wins and has proven itself to be a product that can, you know, legally be run, then I think that'll be a very bullish thing for some of these DeFi protocols.
But what I do think is that, you know, like we mentioned earlier, that they've been talking about turning on this fee switch for the last 6 months. I think they'll probably put that on hold, I would imagine.
Yeah, RevShare. Yeah, I think they'll put that on hold until this is sorted out.
Okay, well, no doubt we'll be talking about this one for the next little while, so we'll bring those updates as they happen. Moving on to our next story, I wanted to talk today about Solana, Craig, because this story's been brewing while you've been away, and I titled this story, Is Solana Still Sucking? Because it has definitely not been great for the last couple of weeks with this congestion, and I thought it was hilarious because the Helium founder, he came out and said Solana sucks right now, and it was kind of made some headlines last week. But I think the patch was meant to happen today. I know personally that the last 3 or 4 days it seems a little bit better. The price of the Solana token's definitely taken a hit, but I don't think it was such a major hit. I think it's just in comparison with the rest of the market the last week. What are your thoughts on the congestion for Solana?
Yeah, that's right, Trace. I think Solana has been breaking records with volume, users, transactions on the platform, as we've discussed in previous episodes. All this meme coin gambling that's been happening right now has been happening on Solana. And Solana does have a bit of a history of going down when things get a little bit busy. This is like reminds me of Ethereum, where gas prices cost $5,000 in the last cycle. I don't think it's something that we should be overall worried about. It is bullish for a chain like Ethereum that's never been down, never been congested, but, you know, the gas fees were $5,000. So, like, what's worse? It's the same thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, I think Solana, yep, they've obviously got a huge development team. They're, like, rivaling Ethereum with new developers joining Solana. So, I wouldn't be overall worried about it.
So, we're just putting it down to the fact that they really didn't expect the meme coin sensation and they didn't expect, you know, this type of congestion. I will say that I am surprised that it did take this long to clear the congestion.
Yeah.
But again, looks like it's happened now.
Clear that it's good tech. And if you think Solana's good and you see these things come up, like I'd be using it as a buy opportunity.
Not financial advice. And I do think you're right. I think the price will recover. So there you go. And look, we are going to throw one quick story in here before we go to our short, sharp news bites. And that's some news that came out this morning in regards to the Trust wallet, Craig. What happened here? What's come out today?
This is a developing story. So this hasn't been, this is really much like TBA at the moment. So Trust wallet have announced, this is a broader issue, by the way. If you have an iPhone, this is an issue that you should think about right now. Trust wallet put on a tweet. They said, alert to all iOS users. They have credible intel regarding a high-risk zero-day exploit targeting iMessage on the dark web. So, Trust is saying that Apple have a possible exploit with iMessage, and if you are an Apple user, you need to turn off your iMessage as soon as you can. This caused a bit of confusion in the market. People thought that maybe Trust was being exploited, maybe, you know, if you have your Trust wallet and iMessage, you need to turn it off. But they've made it very clear that this is a crypto-wide risk and that people with large amounts of crypto on their Trust wallet or on any app on their iPhone need to be quite cautious of this. So I've turned mine off today.
So explain, that's really important because I haven't done that yet. What should we be turning off?
According to Trust wallet, you should be turning off your iMessage.
Right.
Which is, okay, if you have an iPhone, settings, iMessage off. I turned mine off today. I've sort of given it all day. It's been off. I just turned it back on to see if I had a bunch of messages that came through. But yeah, this credible intel that they're mentioning hasn't really been spoken about by any other leading platforms like MetaMask.
Interesting.
Hasn't really been spoken about. So, Trust is sort of causing a bit of a stir at the moment. So,
Okay. Well, look, that is interesting. And if you're listening to this now, folks, this will be 24 hours later. Potentially do a bit of a Google search and look into that a little bit further. And with that, we'll go to our break. And when we come back, our short, sharp news bites.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Crypto Curious podcast today with Tracy and Craig. Big bit of news this one, Craig. Do you want to take this?
Yes, I will. So Hong Kong has approved its first Bitcoin and Ether ETF.
This was huge yesterday. I'm surprised this didn't make more news.
Yeah, well, I think everything else that's going on, it sort of got forgotten about. Mm. So Hong Kong, yeah, Ethereum ETF and Bitcoin ETF approved at the same time. These ETF managed by major firms like China Asset Management aim to provide new asset allocation for Hong Kong to get access to Bitcoin and Ethereum. So this really enhances Hong Kong status as an international finance center. So this is extremely bullish for the people like me that are waiting for the Ethereum ETF to come out.
Yeah.
So yeah, Hong Kong's always been a leader in the finance space. So this is just another example of that.
But just think about it. We were leading into the Bitcoin halving 4 years ago, and everything that was coming out of China was complete FUD, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And now here we are with a Bitcoin and Ethereum ETF having been approved. Just shows how far we've come.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Exactly right. So they've announced that it's happening. They haven't made it clear when it will actually be live, but regardless, they've said that it's going ahead.
All right, moving on. A new MetaMask feature. MetaMask now lets users check if they are eligible for airdrops and NFT claims. This is quite cool. It also suggests unique NFT recommendations per user based on a variety of social factors, such as if they are on an allow list or holding a related token. So, you know, no doubt there's some AI in here somehow, but that's pretty cool from MetaMask, who I'm a big fan of.
Awesome. Another one. This feels like a bull market now. Adidas is teaming up with Steppen to launch a new NFT collection. If you listen to the Crypto Curious all through 2021, it was new brands doing new NFT collections and they're back. So they're launching a 1,000-piece collection on Adidas's most iconic running silhouettes, which will launch April 17th today.
So is Steppen Australian?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Nice work. Shout out to the Aussies. All right. So as the Germans are in on the act now. The Germans' largest federal bank, LBBW, announced it will start offering crypto custody services later this year. The bank is partnering with Bitpanda, which will provide the LBBW with investment as a service infrastructure to store and produce cryptocurrencies like BTC and Ethereum. So this is
awesome.
Pretty big news coming out of Europe.
Cool. The news doesn't stop there. So Chainlink have made their own bridge called Transporter. So that'll be available for all the major chains like Arbitrum, Avalanche, Ethereum, Base, Polygon, and they're aiming to make transactions across blockchains safer. So Chainlink has been one of the OG crypto platforms that have been around for a while. They say that it's the third best platform besides Bitcoin and ETH from a technical perspective. So, that's exciting.
That was it for our short, sharp news bites. It's probably the shortest bit of news in our short, sharp news bites that we've had, to be honest.
Do you have any alpha to close things off?
You know what? I might have some alpha next week. Oh. So everyone will have to come back, I think. And you know what? It's going to be the three of us on the mic next week to dissect what happened with the Bitcoin halving. It'll be all of us back together. It'll be like a little reunion.
That's right, Trace. And that's it, guys. But one thing I will say, Trace, is next week we will be covering the Bitcoin Runes protocol controversy. We want to give the most updated and clear information on what it actually is and how you can get involved, Trace, because I know you are all over it.
I am, and I think Runes actually dropping the day after
the Bitcoin halving.
The Bitcoin halving,
yeah.
Yes, and it will all become a little bit more clear then. And there is a lot to it, so let's definitely wait for Blake on that one too, because I know he's in the weeds on that, and bring it to you guys next week. Can't wait on that one. So that's it for a show, guys. Thanks for being with us. Great to have you back, Craig.
Thanks, mate. Looking forward to next week.
Yeah, me too. Let's see how this halving goes. And again, thanks for diving into this world of crypto with us today. If you've enjoyed it, the journey, then bring along a friend for next week's episode. It's all part of this evolving crypto narrative together. Till then, stay curious, stay connected. You can do this by joining our Crypto Curious Facebook page or our Instagram page. Be sure to hit the subscribe button where you're listening to this podcast now. And if you're looking to dollar cost average into the crypto market and planning to use Bamboo, then have a look at that and use the code CURIOUS for $10 of Bitcoin to get you started. The link's in the show notes below. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services License 540697.